1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Time for your phone tap, and today we call a guy who's pet sitting for a family while they're off on vacation.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
And it's not just any vacation. They're out in the Caribbean.
Ooh, fancy.
And you know what's the cool thing about working in radio is I can snap my fingers and boom, fake waves.
Big.
Sorry. I'm out in the middle of the ocean right now.
Oh, I feel like we're stranded on a boat at this point.
I was trying to make it a little bit more exotic sounding than this.
Right.
Okay, you can leave. Wow. Okay, there's too many waves.
Imagine our
gentle
vacation with you sucks, Jeffrey. Okay,
oh, man. Must have been a windy day. Yeah.
How did I get sand up
there? Why did I book hurricane season? That was terrible. But no, this guy is pet sitting for the family dog named Milo, and he's never met me, but I'm going to say that I'm the husband, and I need him to do something for us while we're away. And that something is going to make him feel very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But we'll see if I can make him do it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm going to have one more pina colada, and then I'll come on the jet skis. Okay, Mom? Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is this John?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris, Sophie's husband.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, sorry. I know we haven't met before, but she said that you're the one that's dog-sitting for us while we're on vacation.
Yeah, how's the vacation?
It's great. I'm just an
island boy, living the island life.
You know?
Yeah, man, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so the reason I'm calling, I just had a quick question about Milo. How's he doing, by the way?
He's good.
Have you been giving him his medication?
Yep, every day, twice a day.
Great. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I actually just got an email from our vet that said Milo may not need it anymore, and if that's the case, he shouldn't take it if he's fully recovered.
Oh, okay. Well, should I not give it to him?
Well, I'm not really sure. They said that there is a way to check, though. So is he in the room with you right now, maybe?
Yeah, he's right here, lying down by the couch.
Oh, okay, cool. So I need you to just go over to him and lift up his tail and sniff underneath.
What?
Yeah, I need you to pick his tail up and smell his backside.
Oh, you want me to smell your dog's butt?
Correct. Sorry, is our connection not good? I am on an island out in the Caribbean. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No. You said you want me to lift your... You want me to smell your dog's butt?
Yeah, because the vet says that if it smells like spearmint, then we're all good.
Spearmint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just need to know if we keep going with the medication or not. So I just need you to take a big whiff and let me know what it smells like.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable with, can we just wait until you kind of get back?
Well, no, we can't wait, because we're not coming back for another 5 days, and the vet said if he has too much medication, it could be harmful, so I need you to start sniffing rear. Is there a problem?
No, can I talk to Sophie, please, for a second?
Honey, hold on. Sorry, the dog sitter's being difficult.
No, this is just kind of like way over my pay grade, my job description.
Look, it's not that weird. Didn't you have a roommate in college? We all did it.
What? No, what?
Oh, you want to make me the weird one? Just smell my dog's butt. It's for his health.
I
thought you cared about animals. Isn't that why you do this?
No, I definitely do, but I just can't bring... Can't we just bring him... Can I bring him over to the vet?
No, they'll charge me like $400 extra for that. And then I'd have to take that out of your pay. Just get sniffing.
You know, this is kind of ridiculous, but...
You're delaying. This call cost me a lot of money. So just please... And make sure you don't fake it either, because I have cameras in the house.
Okay, okay.
He's stalling, sweetie. I'm sorry. Tell the instructor I'll be there. All right, go ahead.
Come here, buddy.
Did you do it?
Yeah, and it doesn't smell like anything. Like, nothing, definitely not spearmint.
Dude, you actually did it?
Yeah, I did it, and it was horrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know who's going to be so happy to hear that is your coworker, Jay.
What are you talking about, man?
I mean, I'm not Sophie's husband, dude. My name's Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
It's a prank call.
You made me... What?
Yeah. Jay wanted to play a prank on you.
You made me sniff his dog's butt? What the... Oh, my God, dude. What the... Dog is staring at me, like, right now. It's staring, like, I did... Like, I violated this dog. I'm sorry, Milo. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Also, the vet said that his breath should smell like watermelon, so could you French kiss him real quick and just make sure?
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.